morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the third and final hour today of the Live with Rank program. Well, I was remiss, and I did not report this good news yesterday, at least good news for President Donald Trump. I don't know if you heard this. You certainly wouldn't hear it on any of the mainstream manipulative media. They're still not even talking about Hunter's laptop. In fact, do I have? Yes, talking about Hunter's laptop. And then let's start the good news. Then we'll get to Hunter's laptop. Trump claimed final victory in his defamation lawsuit brought against him in 2018 by that porn actress and that slimy, what they call him, the porn king lawyer or something. The Ninth Circuit Court, this is what Trump made a statement Monday evening, and it's correct. The Ninth Circuit Court just issued a final ruling in the Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels, frivolous lawsuit against me brought by her disgraced lawyer, Michael Avenatti, upholding the lower court ruling that she owes me nearly $300,000 in attorney fees, cost, and sanctions, not including appeal cost, end quote. So the liberal, the very liberal-leaning Ninth Circuit Court refused to hear Stormy Daniels' appeal of a lower court ruling on her 2018 lawsuit because she said, they refuse because there's no, generally, it's they, I think it's they agree with the lower court completely. And they don't believe, I guess, that there's more that can be presented to make a difference. Stormy claimed that the president had defamed her by denying the affair and deriding her in personal terms. This is the woman who was paid money, apparently, possibly blackmailed President Trump, or at the time, maybe he was running, blackmailed him, said, if you don't pay me money, I'll tell everybody that we had sex. Because Trump's still saying I didn't have sex with that woman. And according to the Clintons, President Clinton, if you say that, then that means you didn't have sex with that woman, right? And according to the media, that's what it means also. Anyway, he won. He's victorious. She has to pay him $300,000. It says here in October 2018, a U.S. district judge dismissed the defamation lawsuit and ruled that Trump was entitled to receive attorney fees. Trump says, now all I have to do is wait for the money she owes me. Yeah, good luck getting it. And then he was right. He wrote, P.S., the fake news probably won't report this story, end quote. And he was 100% right. The fake news did not report that story. Hey, I'm confused here, guys. This is a Michigan issue. Maybe you guys can help me out. It says here, a man facing charges after setting a police cruiser on fire outside of the Hastings Police Department earlier this week. Oh, I'm reading our news copy, and that doesn't make sense to me. Said, it happened Monday afternoon at around 5 p.m. Police say the man approached the parking lot with a gas can in his hand. He then poured some gasoline on a police cruiser, set the can on top of the vehicle, and then set fire to it. Before walking away, a deputy sheriff pulled into the lot and tried to arrest the man, but he took off running. Why was he trying to arrest him? I'm confused. Isn't it legal to take over police precincts and burn it down? Isn't it legal to destroy police property, police cars, vans? Isn't it legal to lay siege to a federal courthouse? What, wasn't that all legal? So why is the Hastings police wanting to arrest a guy who did the same thing all of the Black Lives Matter and Antifa and quote unquote counter protesters did for over 100 days and continue to do? So I'm just totally confused, and I'm hoping you guys can help me figure this one out. I don't know why the Hastings police would do. Was it a bigot? Are they bigots in Hastings? Is that why? I don't even know what color this guy is. I'm just throwing out anything out there because, quite honestly, think about it. We were told by the Democrats that that's okay to do. So I'm looking for help on that one. They tried to kill me. A congressman from Oklahoma, Congressman Mullen, has accused the Biden administration of intentionally revealing his location in Afghanistan when he attempted to rescue an American family trapped in the country as it fell to the Taliban. And it sounds to me, if what he's saying is true, and we do have evidence in the Washington Post, because all of a sudden the Washington Post found out where he was, it sounds reasonable. He reportedly threatened, he had went over to Afghanistan to try to rescue some people. And he threatened American embassy officials in Turkestan when they would not allow him to transport a large amount of hard currency into Afghanistan and was temporarily considered missing. Now, why would you care what he's taking into Afghanistan? He said the Biden administration's officials described the mission as extremely dangerous, although Mullen was ultimately successful. He later accused the State Department of failing to order the gates of Hamad Karzai International Airport open for the Americans, calling claims that the administration was helpful in the evacuation a lie. His travels to the regions were first reported on September 1st, 2021 by Washington Post article. The article reported his exact traveling routes. Well, where would the Washington Post get that? This is how devious that party is. Now, they believe that the party did this, the Democrat Party did this, because they didn't want this guy to embarrass him and find more Americans that they left there. That's why they believe it happened. 269-441-9595. If you have a thought about anything we're talking about today, love to hear from you. Let's go to the phone lines. And George, welcome.
Good. Thank you, Rank. Yes, the question about why is, you know, a problem out in Berry County for a guy torching one of our police cars. It's because we give a dang.
Oh, is that why? So you have people who care about the American people. You have people in this case who care about Hastings citizens and don't want lawlessness to occur, as opposed to all of those other Democrat-led cities who obviously don't care.
We are Americans. We care about all Americans, but we hope those that don't have, you know, common sense come around one of these days. The problem is that taxpayer, all of us paid for that car, so we get a little upset when we see somebody destroying our property. Not only did the assistant chief or the assistant police chief who made the chase, that was not a sheriff's deputy, she was pulling into the parking lot, three cars away from where this guy was torching this cruiser. She saw that, went after him, and chased him, and I guess it took about two blocks for her and some other involved citizens. I think that's important. They didn't run away. They didn't heckle the police. They didn't attack the police. They helped the police confiscate this guy into the ground and put cuffs on him. So, you know, that's why it matters. Most of the world, you take these other idiots.
Well, let me ask you this then, George. Why do you think those Democrat-led cities and states, that didn't bother them, or they didn't try to arrest these people, or if they did, they let them out right away?
I think they're trying to overthrow our country, and the more criminals they can have on the street, the easier they can do it. There's just, you know, lawlessness is crazy.
You know, if I may to that point, George, something definitely is going on. Now, they're going to try to say that it's due to so many mentally unbalanced people, mentally ill people being on the streets. What's the difference between today or the last year or two and the previous year? I saw a video this morning, 9:30 at night the other day in Miami, Ohio, A man approaches a woman in the aisle in the store at a Walmart, lifts up her skirt, and begins groping her from behind. Then she reacts, however. He rips off her pants or panties or whatever and attempts to rape her right there on the aisle, 9:30. Luckily, there were some guys there shopping who jumped in to help her, as well as I think there was a woman or two. Not like, remember in New York, that train situation where they videotaped the woman getting raped. None of those cowards did anything but videotape that woman. So the question I have, okay, this guy may be obviously mentally unbalanced to do it in such openness. But this wasn't happening a few years ago at the rate it is today. Why today? Why today? It didn't change. I don't know, or I should say, I don't know what changed other than the party in power. Go ahead, George.
That's it, exactly. Those people now feel empowered. Those people feel they have the authority to get away with whatever you were talking about.
Well, they're mentally imbalanced, but I guess it depends on how bad they are. But yeah, they may feel that with the party in power that it's okay, because we see so many of these things happening day after day after day. And the Asian women in New York are just being attacked and it's being kept quiet. Why? Because it's black guys that are doing it. And it's just, I could care less of the color, but you know who does care about the color. But something is different today. Yes, there may be mentally ill people. I'll accept that are doing more of these things. But how is it any different today than 2 years ago? That's what I want to know.
They have a feeling that they can get away with it.
All right. Thanks, George, for calling in. 269-441-9595. What do you guys think? What has changed from today? It's not like there was a big a group that was just allowing or what's the word I'm trying to find? Oh, boy. A large amount of people let out of the insane asylums. No. So there's definitely something different from today and 2 years ago. Under Trump, were you hearing about this stuff going on all over the place? Other than the BLM riots and the Antifa riots and the counter-protester riots? I don't remember. 269-441-9595 or email us at rank, R-E-N-K, at townsquaremedia.com. By the way, before I forget, tomorrow night, Calhoun County Tea Party is having their meeting. Check it out. It's at the American Legion Post on 20th Street. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. 6 o'clock if you want to get there for dinner. Dave Gilbert, Calhoun County Prosecuting Attorney, will be speaking, along with a Calhoun County 10th District Court Judge, Jason, I think that's Bomia. I just emailed him saying, well, you guys want me to talk about this, but you didn't tell me what they're going to be talking about. So I don't know what they'll be talking about, but stay tuned. I'm sure they'll get back to me and I'll let you know. We'll be right back after this. Innocent Alive with Rank. I was trying at the last minute to find my clip. Brad, maybe you can help me find Kamala Harris in her last time she was talking about. Now is the time that is now is now, or whatever she went on and on and on about. I know I had it cut up. I just can't find it right now. It always happens that way. See, things just come up the way I'm going to do them on the show. And I forgot. Why am I bringing that up? Yes, Kamala Harris, when she was talking about time, now is the time that we'll move forward to the time that, with that interview with Malvin from CBS. Significance of time. Right, well, right, something like that. Thanks. Brad's going to help us figure this one out. Maybe we can find it. Anyway, why am I bringing this up? Well, I'm sure many of you probably have heard this already. I played for you the other day this. This is Newt Gingrich talking about Kamala Harris, I think, before she made this latest blunder.
Well, first of all, if you want a strong reason to pray for the health of the President of the United States, you are reminded again today that that reason is the Vice President. She's not only totally incoherent, you know, he may or may not have cognitive decline problems at his age, but at her age, she's just dumb. I mean, let's be clear. Kamala Harris may be the dumbest person ever elected vice president in American history, and that's why people keep resigning. I mean, if you
now you may think that he's just being meanie weenie because he's on the right, she's on the left. Remember, this is, and Brad found this for me, and you know why I couldn't find it? Because it was right in front of my face, as my wife would say. Here is her first, if you remember, word salad.
The governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here, and talking about the significance of the passage of time. Right, the significance.
Oh,
of the-
no! That's not the one I'm looking. That's the newest one. I'm actually looking for the old one. But now that I put it out there, I got to move forward with it. I was talking about the one where Craig Malvin asked her about change. Is now the time to change your approach on something? And you know, today is always the time that we'll change, or whatever she went off on. This is her newest one. Have you heard it? The significance of time, I believe it is. So let's set it to a little mood music. Here's Al Stewart, for those of you who maybe remember this from many years ago. And then we'll bring in Kamala. Oh, come on, Al.
My mind go drifting into time passages. Yes, go falling in the fading light. Time passages.
The governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
That's right. We are all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is a great significance to passage of time. There is such a great significance to the passage of time when you think of a day in the life of a child. So, no, Tom, or I should say Newt Gingrich, has plenty of ammunition to make the statement that he made. So maybe some of you will get upset. I'm sure that I was playing that background music underneath it. Here again is the person seated as the vice president of the United States just the other day.
The governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
Now, it's my understanding that her office is coming out and saying that, well, someone offered her $1 million every time she says the word significance or passage or time. Now, they said it was either that or was she had to get a certain amount of words. She had to say a certain amount of words in a certain amount of time. So she just said those words. Why did the Democrats choose her? Why did they choose her as the VP candidate? Ask yourself. It wasn't Joe Biden. Did you see what just came out? Jill Biden, in a new book, didn't want her. And some people most might say, oh, that book is just trying to sell sell copies. They didn't want her because she viciously attacked him as a racist pig. Do you remember that? At one of the first debates? So I could believe that she didn't want her. So it wasn't him who picked her. It was the Democratic Party. Why did they pick someone who, quite honestly, doesn't appear to be that bright? 269-441-9595. Give us a call. You're listening to the live. What? Listening to the Live with Rang show. Thank you very much for that. Well, I played you earlier, Judge Jackson. She's the nominee for the Supreme Court position, the seat. Could not define or come up with a definition of a woman because she says she's not a biologist. I actually wrote a piece about that, so you can check it out at WBCKFM.com. The whole transcript of the conversation between Senator Blackburn and her is there, as well as the video for you guys to check out. That needs to be spread across all of the land, social media sites, wherever. People need to see this, because if any judge, anyone, left or right, male or female, any color of the rainbow, who you like to sleep with or not like to sleep with, who cares, refuses to define what a woman is, and then her excuse or his excuse would be because they're not a biologist, they should not be on any bench. They should not be allowed in a courtroom, let alone the U.S. Supreme Court. So I'm going to play that for you again, because it's that scary. Here is the conversation. And again, you will find the video at WBCKFM.com or one of the affiliates you're listening to me on. Eventually, that'll get up there. But I wrote a piece, and I'm trying to find out. Here it is. Michigan chose Biden. Biden chose a nominee for the Supreme Court who cannot define the term woman. Here it is from yesterday. And this video is in the piece.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in okay. this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and
So many people may want to say, well, Rank, this was entrapment. Entrapment for what? Well, Rank, you know that Democrats now don't believe there's such thing as men and women. We're all the kind of the same, or we can choose to be whatever. Really? And she's just playing her political agenda. It's a political agenda. It's partisanship. It's whatever. Really. Then why did she say, I'm not a biologist? I think that hurt her worse. That's what I'm focusing on. For her to not define what a woman is. Now, she graduated from Harvard, undergrad, and then Harvard Law. She can't be that stupid. That much of a bobblehead, can she? Or look what AOC did for a Boston University diploma. Sank it. Is this going to sink a diploma at Harvard? Remember yesterday I was talking to that that lawyer from, I forgot where, but discussing the background of this Judge Jackson. And I told her, she said, well, you know, she's obviously smart and qualified. She graduated from Harvard undergrad and graduated from Harvard Law. And I said, I'd rather have someone from Emory. Sorry, I'm coughing here. Someone from who graduated from Emory Law. And I said that because she graduated from Emory Law. I want a normal person. Most of the people that you meet who graduated from these Ivy League schools, a lot of them are quite high on themselves. Quite high on themselves. So I would have understood that she's just trying to told the progressive line where men are women, women are men. We don't know who we are, or we can choose whatever. We can choose to be one or the other, or even squirrels if we want. But she added, I'm not a biologist. Well, what does that say to you? So here's the conversation again, and I'll let it play a little longer.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law, and I decide.
Well,
so I'm not...
The fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the dangers of the kind of progressive education that we are hearing about. Just last week, an entire generation of young girls watched as our taxpayer-funded institutions permitted a biological man to compete and beat a biological woman in the NCAA swimming championships. What message do you think this sends to girls who aspire to compete and win in sports at the highest levels?
Senator, I'm not sure what message that sends. If you're asking me about the legal issues related to it, those are topics that are being hotly discussed, as you say, and could come to the court. So I'm
and
not able to.
I think it tells our girls that their voices don't matter. I think it tells them that they're second-class citizens, and parents want to have a Supreme Court justice who is committed to preserving parental autonomy and protecting our nation's children.
Now, you remember, this is the same judge we found out yesterday gave out very, very below recommended, not only the recommended sentencing for what the government put out, the federal government, but even what the prosecutors asked for, that was below the recommended time. Now, you can say they have that power to do so, and she did so. Yes, and she did so every single time. And for people who were consuming child pornography. And the reason she said she did that is because they were just consuming child pornography. They weren't creating it. Really? Really, that's the reason why you gave a guy who had thousands of images of child pornography on his computer 3 months. Instead of the 24 months, the federal government, not even the prosecutors were asking for. The federal government would asking for even more guidelines. I know they're guidelines, but you get my point. That just shows you how much they care. And then she tried to get out of it more the other day, saying that, well, with technology, it's easier to get child porn. So what? Really? It's easier to get child porn? I've never seen it. I don't want to see it. I would report it. 269-441-9595. As I wrote in my piece, when she brought up her excuse about it could come in court, where did I write that? I said this. She was not asking you about the legal issue. She was asking you, what messages does it send to girls? How can you be a judge for 9 years and not know what is being asked of you? Well, of course she knows what's being asked of her, but she's afraid to answer it. And I want to reiterate. She said, I'm not a biologist. And as I wrote, Ms. Jackson is a Harvard undergrad and law school graduate. You cannot define the word woman because you're not a biologist. That certainly does not say much for a Harvard degree, does it? Someone so deep in their political ideology that they cannot define the word woman because they are not a biologist should not be within a mile as I said earlier, of a United States Supreme Court, let alone one of their justices. Do you want such an extreme political partisan on the U.S. Supreme Court? Because I don't. A person with such an extreme political partisan ideology should not be a judge in any court, let alone the Supreme Court. That's what I wrote. You could check it out at WBCKFM.com. And I don't care what color. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care your color. Don't care who you sleep with. Don't care if you think you're a girl or you think you're a boy or you think you're a turtle. Don't care. But when you say you can't define the term woman because you're not a biologist, that's got to tell you something. How is she going to rule on the court? We'll be right back after this and take your phone calls. You're listening to the Live with Rank. Someone should be turned away. I understand the politics that are played during these nomination hearings, and I understand there's things that both sides don't bring up when there's nominees. But can't we cut it off somewhere? That's my thought. Let's go to the Battle Creek area. And Joe. Joe, thanks a lot for calling in and holding on. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
The reason I was calling is that I wanted to mention something that most of the people I know aren't aware of it. And I think that might sort of give a little bit of insight as to why she would say, I'm not a biologist. And what it is that there are four major components that are involved in determining biological sex in humans. That's the hormones, the chromosomes, the gonads, which are the internal sexual organs, and the genitals. And that anywhere between 1 to 5% of all humans have some sort of what they call sexual dimorphism that puts them somewhere in between, and that they can't always tell through the genitals. One case that comes to mind is a 62-year-old man with three children that had severe abdominal pains, and when they did x-rays, they found out he had ovaries and a uterus.
Okay, all right, but in general, there's a definition for a woman and a man. And in fact, when it comes to science, then we go back to what the chromosomes are, what the DNA says there. We know, chromosomes, double X, XY, what have you. So, yes, there are, I struggle with the 1 to 5%. I'd have to see that number. But we all know what a woman is, and we all know what a man is. And
I think the reason that she said it in a way that I'm not a biologist is because we have sort of the common way of talking about things, but it's a very complicated matter that's, she's not a biologist, and just the fact that I know it doesn't mean that I'm a biologist. I never studied, I got my degree in photography, medicine. I think that she was just saying, hey, some things we need to look at more carefully instead of just applying the blanket simplest way of looking at it possible. Sometimes there's nuances that need to be addressed.
All right. Thanks, Joe, for calling in, giving us your thoughts.
Bye.
Appreciate that. Let's try to jump in. There's a lot of you guys call at the end of the show here. Let's go to Richard in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Rank. Appreciate the show. Just to address the two questions you asked while I've been driving around listening. First, they chose Kamala because they needed someone with lesser intelligence and lack of political clout than the current president, so there'd be no competition in the Oval Office. And the second question
good
is,
point.
Let the biologist determine. So sex is now determined by science. Pull the political opinions out of it, and the science will give you the trail to male or female.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
And if she makes a statement, if she's on the bench, no matter what.
And that's scary, Richard, and that's scary because I understand what she's doing here. She's afraid to say what a woman is, define a woman or a man, because her party will come down on her. That's what she's afraid of. But if you're afraid to do that, then you shouldn't be, if you're not adult enough, man enough or woman enough to do that, then you shouldn't be, you're certainly not man enough or woman enough or adult enough to be on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Absolutely, and I completely agree with that statement. And if she makes a decision that goes against science or against biology, when you have professional biologists come and say male or female, then she should be removed because she lied.
Well, that's a good point.
She is, is what shows lack of ability to make a professional decision.
Yep, she does. She does. All right. Good point, Richard. Good points. Thanks a lot. You have a great day. I'm trying to get to as many of you. If I can't get to you today, please call in tomorrow. Would love to hear what you have to say. Let's try to get to next in Burlington, Michigan. Jim. Jim, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Frank, for taking my call. I don't know if this question was asked or not, but this is the question that I would ask this judge if I was the senator asking. I would say, okay, you can't tell me what a woman is, but the person who nominated you, Joe Biden, the president of the United States, said, I specifically want a black woman on the Supreme Court. So, in fact, Judge Johnson, are you a woman? Can you tell me if you're a woman?
You could.
That's what I'd ask.
I like that, Jim. In fact, you could have one more. Let me add to it. I would say, would you please present a qualified biologist to come and testify in your behalf that you are actually a woman?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. There you go.
See,
thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Is that fair, guys? I'm not trying to be mean. I think that's fair. Please present a qualified scientific biologist that will tell us that you are a woman. Because Joe Biden said he would only nominate, he only nominated you because you are black and a woman first. And then there may be other reasons behind, but first, because you're black and a woman. That's why I asked the woman I interviewed yesterday, the lawyer. And I asked her before. Off air, hey, can I tell everyone you're a black woman as a lawyer? Because I want to ask this question. And that is, wouldn't you be offended that you were first chosen because of the color of the skin and a biologist determined that you're a woman? Well, there's the question, too, we can ask to Joe Biden or Jen Psaki. Hey, Jen. Did a biologist or did Biden ask for certification from biologists that these people are actually women? There you go. It is scary. Again, I realize that these nomination hearings many times are gotcha. But you see how respectful the Republicans are to what the left did? Why isn't anybody asking her if she gang raped men or women when she was younger? She wouldn't have known if they're men or women because she wouldn't have been given any type of biological reports on them. Well, I would have asked her then. Here's another thing that Richard's really got me thinking here now. I would have asked her, when you have people in your court, you're a judge, right? Yes. You have people in your court claiming to be men or women or presenting themselves or as men or women. Do you ask them to provide a statement from the biologist that you are actually a man or a woman? We're running out of time today. Think of more questions to be asked. Let's have some fun with this tomorrow. We all know she knows what a woman and a man is. She is so afraid to offend her party and to offend the people who don't know what men and women are that she makes herself look like a fool. Tomorrow, what are more questions we could have ask her of? You listen live with Frank. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m.